Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were higher across the board in all three grain contracts, with corn being up 3.5 cents. Soybeans really rallied here in the old crop. September up 31 3/4, 11.68. While November beans were up 5 1/4 at 10.43 1/2. Then wheat futures were higher all day and really built up until about 1 o'clock. They were quite a bit stronger, but then in the last minute of trade, we sold off about 10 cents. December Chicago wheat closed up 4 3/4 at 5.60 1/4. The high was 5.70 1/4, set just about 12:45 p.m. Before the close. And in Kansas City wheat closed about 9 3/4 cents higher. They were about 6 cents off the low. So midday, we had some Ukrainian news that the Pentagon was asking Russia to withdraw their convoy in the Ukraine, and that was what lifted wheat futures. But then to close out the day, the hedge funds came right back in and defended that short position with huge wave of selling right at the end of the trading day. And the September grain options expired today, and then we had first notice day deliveries next Friday. So there's a lot going on around the grain markets, including some reports this afternoon.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
To look at the pro farmer results on a state-by-state basis, starting from the west, South Dakota corn, 152.7 bushels per acre, about 27 bushels higher than the three-year average for corn. Minnesota, right in line with the three-year average at about 171. Nebraska is going to be higher, 163.7. Iowa and Illinois, of course, big I states. 178.7 for Iowa. The average three-year average is 158. Last year was 172. For Illinois, we're just under 200 bushels per acre at 197, where the three-year average is right at 150. And then Indiana, 185 bushels per acre, and Ohio, 182 bushels per acre. So it's going to be a big crop. It might not be what the size that we thought it might be a month ago, but still a big crop. Looking at the soybean pod counts, higher than average in the west, about average in Nebraska, higher in South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, all higher than average, or the three-year average. So it looks like it may be a little bit bigger soybean yields in terms of the pod count on the 3x3 foot area. And there are plenty of events around the world to watch for Sunday night's trade.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, on the close, August live cattle were up 220 at 151.85, August feeders up 90 cents at 216.10, and October lean hogs were down 75 cents at 92.87. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was up 11.5 cents at 633.5. Chicago September wheat up 5 3/4 at 552 even. Chicago September corn up 3 1/4 at 365.5. And September soybeans were up 29 3/4 cents at 1166 even. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.